So for some reason, and we don't know what it is, but scientists do, we are dreaming a lot more now than we did before the coronavirus started.
Sarah, are you dreaming a lot now?
Yes. And I don't, like before coronavirus, I never remembered my dreams. Like I would wake up thinking, oh, I bet that was a cool dream, but never remembered it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'm going to the theater. I'm paying for the double feature. I should probably get some popcorn and some Sour Patch Kids and the large Coke because we're going to be here for a minute. It's crazy, and they're so vivid, and like never before could I hear people talking in my dreams, but I can hear them talk, and there's like facial features, and like it's like a whole other world. Like it's like Inception. Like when I wake up, I'm like, am I up? Should I spin the top? Is this real life, or am I still sleeping?
Pinch me. Wait, so where are you in your dreams?
Always in big, giant public places. I'm either at a Texans game, or I am at a concert, or I'm at a festival downtown. It's always me and a bunch of people. Some of them I recognize, but some of them I have no idea who they are, but we're all having a really good time.
Okay, Sarah, you want to know what that means?
Yes, please.
Okay, so a psychologist said that dreams about public gatherings means that you're preoccupied with how coronavirus is affecting people on a bigger scale. So you're not just thinking about yourself. You're thinking about everyone, how it affects the world.
Oh, God, that makes me feel better. I thought it made me selfish because I'm like, I just want to go outside and be around people.
No, okay, you're a
Jessie.
Good person. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, in my dreams, I'm having a rockin' drunken good time, so I feel good. What are you dreaming about, Jesse?
I had a dream I was in jail last night. What does that say?
I don't think that's on the list. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about the dream and I'll see if anything of that matches up with what's on the list. Why were you in jail? What did you do?
I didn't do it. Like, I wasn't in jail. I didn't do anything wrong. I was trying to break someone out of jail.
Who?
John Stamos.
Why are you trying to bring John Stamos out of jail?
I don't, like, it all made sense in my dream, and I woke up and was like, it doesn't make sense. I don't know what he did, but I was in jail, and I was trying to help him get out, so I was trying to, like, fit in with the people and be like, I belong here. I'm in jail, too. I did things, but I didn't.
Right. Did you ever get John out of jail?
He left without me.
Oh, what a jerk.
He literally left without me, and then I had to make my way back to the Full House to meet him.
Okay, that's not on the list that we have, but I did Google it because what do you do when you don't know the answer to something? You Google it. So it says, when one dreams of escaping, they are focused intently on trying to bring more utilitarian perspective into the world, usually escaping from jail or escaping with someone from jail. This kind of dreams means that you are trying to figure out a balance in your life. It demonstrates that you need to feel closer to a person or object that you have run away from or that you are trying to reconnect with in your life.
John Stamos?
Yeah, we need to call John.
I'm going to DM him on Twitter right now.
Yeah, let him know. Hey, I dreamed that I broke you out from jail and you ran. We should probably talk about it. 713-881-5965. If you're having an odd dream, we'll tell you what it means.